of Sports, episode 65, Davion Ross of Shot Tracker. Tonight on The Tech of Sports, Davion Ross. The Tech of Sports is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. It's Tech, it's here, and Tech of Sports is a production of Netcast Studio at netcaststudio.com. Netcast Studio produces great shows and content you can listen to online. Go over to netcaststudio.com and check it out. Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific at netcaststudio.com/live for the Tech of Sports. Join the chat room, listen to the show live, and then the next day the show is available for download, streaming, or embedding. So just go to netcaststudio.com for all that information. And we're going to talk a little basketball tonight and a little crowdfunding and bringing a product like this to market. And we have Davion Ross. He's with Shot Tracker, and he's a veteran of various aspects of the tech industry, and Shot Tracker is really technology that's supposed to help shooters when it comes to the world of basketball, and it's kind of piggybacking on the big fitness app trend, really about basketball. And we're going to talk to Davion. He's going to tell us exactly what it is and how it can help, and then of course how you can participate in getting this product to market. So Davion, appreciate you coming on and just kind of give the quick overview of Shot Tracker.
Yeah, thank you for having me. You know, Shot Tracker is wearable tech for basketball shooters, as you mentioned. What we do is we automatically track your shot attempts, makes and misses, and gives the basketball shooter real-time data and statistics to really, you know, help them understand their game, what they're doing. You know, we live by the statement, it's impossible for you to improve if you don't measure. And really, as you mentioned before, it's piggybacking, you know, this mega trend of wearable tech, but really concentrated from the perspective of basketball.
I'm not calling you old, by any means, Davion, but you've been around various aspects of technology and sports technology and different companies. What really excited you about Shot Tracker and bringing this product trying to bring this product to the masses?
Well, so there are several things that excited me. First and foremost, it was the opportunity to really combine two of the things that I'm passionate about, sports and more specifically basketball and tech. You know, as you mentioned before, I've had another sports tech business, and you know, anytime that you could combine your passions, you're not working. So that makes long hours don't seem as long, and it's just a great experience. The second thing that really excited me is because, you know, the solution resonated with me. You know, I played basketball in college, and you know, during the summers, I'd shoot, you know, 1,000 jumpers a day. And the reason I didn't really track my shots is because there wasn't really an efficient way to do so. So one, it's combining sports and tech, and two, it just resonated as a solution with me, and I thought that it'd be a great opportunity to bring a solution to the market that, you know, I would have used back in the day. My jumper is not my, I don't, you know, I've kind of got some credit card hops right now, so I don't get up as high as I used to, and I don't play as much as I used to, but.
Well, Craig Hodges was an NBA shooter for years, and he kind of didn't jump hardly that much at all there, Davion. So, you know, he played until he was in his upper 30s, almost 40, shooting those three-pointers. So maybe,
yes, he did.
Maybe there's still time for you.
Oh, there's no time. I'm on tech. I've been working on my golf game.
Okay, well, we can talk about that too. I thought maybe you were a frustrated jump shooter, and that's why you thought that this would have helped you back in the day, and it probably would have been something that would appeal to you back when you were playing, because you seem like the type of guy that likes getting the most out of your time and efficiency and that type of thing. So I think you're the perfect person to recommend this product and really to talk with people in basketball, and based on your own experiences, and you do have a background in basketball, you can kind of weed through the uncertainties or the questions that people have about it, and really a good spokesperson for this product.
Well, thank you. It's right in my wheelhouse. You know, as I mentioned, you know, being a basketball player, I had a great career in college, you know, end up, you know, leading the nation at my level in field goal percentage. So, this is a product that I feel really comfortable talking about. And, you know, I just love the combination of sports and tech, you know, and, you know, I think back when I was in college, and yes, I am old. The phenomena of wearable tech wasn't really big back then, you know, because, you know, I was in college 96 to 2000, and the phenomenon wasn't that big back then. But I would think that, you know, if I received the opportunity, I was pretty anal about making sure I documented getting through my workout. I just didn't track the shots because it was such a painful process. But it definitely, if a solution was this was available back when I was in college, I know I'd be, you know, I was also math and computer science. So data is something that excites me. And I think today we're seeing that data-driven athlete, you know, rising above the rest. So, you know, very excited about where we're going.
Word on the street, Davion, is you had a sweet little 12-foot baseline jumper. So I don't know. I can't tell you who told me that, but that's the book on you.
Hey, I think whoever told you that, you know, they were that. That's definitely a factual statement. But hey, you know, I'll take 12 from the baseline. I'll take 15 from the top of the key. You know, I just shot a lot. If I saw orange, it was going up.
That's going to be the tagline for this show. Davion never saw a shot he didn't like.
It's funny because one of my friends, you know, when we posted on Facebook that we were doing this, one of my friends, he wrote a message and he said, "Hey, you need to invent an assist tracker because you never had an assist in college."
Yeah, you don't. You wouldn't know anything about that, so they'd have to find somebody else. So John Stockton or something may have to.
That's what I told him. I'm like, hey, I try to work in the elements and what I feel comfortable with. I actually replied to him and I said, "What is this assist you speak of?"
So I can see the model for Shot Tracker right now on the end cap when it's selling at the sporting goods store. Shot Tracker for those that never saw a shot they didn't like.
Exactly. You know what? What are you doing? Maybe you should come run marketing.
Hey, I do. I write 1,000 articles a year. I know those little taglines. So
that's good. That's good.
Something else, besides a basketball arena, another arena you're entering now with this product is the crowdfunding arena. And that's really serious business for the people that are have an idea and are trying to bring a product to market. Why did you guys go the crowdfunding route with this?
Yeah. So, you know, we did the crowdfunding route. You know, it was less about the money and more about the validation. And we had some really specific objectives. To be honest with you, we made a there's a very thin line between crowdfunding and pre-orders.
Yep.
And, you know, as we went out into the market, we learned that what we were doing wasn't really crowdfunding. It was more pre-orders. And that was kind of the feedback that we got from the market. And I think one of the things that's really important in a startup is to listen to the market and listen to the feedback that you're getting. And very quickly, we analyzed that feedback. So, you know, the crowdfunding side, and I'll tell you the differentiation in our mind. We're building this product. You know, my co-founder and I, we started funding this product ourselves. We've gotten some friends and family in. So we've raised capital. This product is coming to market. And the concept around crowdfunding is almost a, hey, help us bring this product to market. And we went through with, you know, we didn't ask for much, mainly because, you know, as I said, it was less about the money and more about the validation. And, you know, the things that, you know, you don't see are the things that are really exciting for us. The calls that we receive, the interest that we receive from different NBA teams, from, you know, different players calling, hey, wow, can I have this now? Different groups in the market that, you know, selling not necessarily competitive products, but complementary products, reaching out and saying, hey, how can we partner? So for us, you know, we quickly found out that we're really doing a pre-order campaign and it's gone well thus far. And, you know, we're bringing this to market no matter what. So
okay,
just
yeah,
based on the validation.
Yeah. So it's coming out no matter how many people pre-order it.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, we're at the point right now where, you know, our first day we had, you know, gosh, I mean, tons of pre-orders, but we're at a point right now where we're seeing anywhere from, you know, 3 to 10 a day. And which is good, right? Because no real marketing, you know, over the last, you know, we had some marketing the first couple of days, but you know, just people hearing about it and then interest. And so it's been good. It's been slow and steady and it's been really good. coming through, and then the feedback that we're getting from people has just been amazing.
And we're with Davion Ross here joining us. He's from Shot Tracker, joining us from Kansas City tonight, and he's a native of Trinidad and Tobago. So Davion is the, I don't know if you have snow on the ground right there in Kansas City right now, but do you miss the white sand beaches a little bit this time of the year?
I do, you know. So the ultimate goal is to be 6-6, you know, 6 in Kansas City and 6 in Trinidad. Oh, yeah, so I could capitalize on that, you know, 70-90 degree weather every year. But yeah, I do miss it, especially when I have to put on, you know, multiple layers. It's gotten pretty cold here in Kansas City over the last week. So right now, you know, my appreciation for warmth has increased substantially around this time of the year.
You know, it's, I guess you can go into the gym and do those 1,000 shots, and you'll get a sweat going in a hurry. So talk about the technology involved a little bit with Shot Tracker, and how much is proprietary, how much can you talk about, and what do, if somebody pre-orders Shot Tracker, what exactly do they get?
So so from the technology perspective, you know, first and foremost, we've been very fortunate to just have such an awesome team to help us bring this tech to market. You know, we continue to just evolve and fine tune and just enhance and take the tech to the next level every single day, which is exciting. From a tech perspective, the one of the newest technologies that we're using is Bluetooth Low Energy. I don't know when I actually switched from my iPhone 4S to, you know, my iPhone 5, I saw a substantial difference in the connection. With just the traditional Bluetooth to the Bluetooth Low Energy, the connection is instantaneous. You know, the amount of data transfer is much smaller, but, you know, that's the reason why we went with Bluetooth Low Energy. Additionally, our device, you know, has, you know, like most of the wearable tech devices, accelerometers, and then our custom algorithms that sit on there that define what exactly a shot is. The great thing about it is that to get to this point, we have to shoot a lot of jumpers, so it makes work fun.
Oh yeah, and you know, basketball, like any sport, repetition is key, as you know, Davion. It's so this is really repetition plus feedback, and you hope that repetition plus feedback equals results.
Most definitely, I think one of the things that we've learned throughout this process and the feedback that we've gotten that we've really taken to heart is that, you know, our current solution today really focuses on the result, right? But it doesn't tell you the process or the how or what you're doing wrong. And that's something that we're excited about, you know, exploring and potentially in future phases, being able to give even more feedback. Right now we say, hey, you made or you missed, and, you know, this is what your shot chart looks like. But I think the exciting thing is there's more products along this line that you'll be seeing from the Shot Tracker group that will include some analysis, you know, in the future.
So in other sports as well, do you think too? You got some other sports that this technology would be applicable to?
Yeah, I definitely think there's other sports. I mean, I think it's a question that we get asked a lot. And from our perspective, we're you know, we're entrepreneurs. We're always open for, you know, opportunities. I think right now, in this really short time frame, we're going to focus on really getting basketball right, because it is a big enough market, and capitalize on that market. And then as we go deep with some future products that make sense, I think it will give us the opportunity to easily extrapolate to some of the other sports at a later date. But it's definitely in our peripheral, keeping those in mind. And sometimes we make decisions keeping those in mind. But we definitely have to go deep in basketball.
And you don't hear many former college basketball players using the word extrapolate. So that was that was really good. You slipped that in there, Davion. And we're with Davion Ross here. He's a good sport, and he's with Shot Tracker, and he's was a 3-point gunner back in the day. So we're going to take a break right now for our Amazon ad, Davion, and just want to let any of the listeners know, if they're doing any shopping here this holiday season or around the first of the year, that you can go to Amazon.com and use the affiliate link, netcaststudio.com/Amazon, for any and all of your needs. And there's no extra cost to you, because that's an affiliate link we have here with the studio with Amazon, and they've been a great supporter of Netcast Studio. So help support Netcast Studio and all the variety of shows that it provides its listeners. Go to netcaststudio.com/Amazon. And Davion, I suppose that at some point this would be, Shot Tracker would be available on a site like Amazon.
You know, most definitely. We think that You know, our goal, we've got multiple distribution channels that we're looking at, from, you know, to Amazon.com, to, you know, our own website, to the big box stores, to even utilizing some of those, you know, coaches and influencers that are, you know, coaching kids that have access to the product that could be, you know, individual sales representatives for us.
Sure. And just take a minute here now, Davion, and let the listeners know how they can, any website links, how they can see exactly what Shot Tracker is, how they can follow you on social media, and if they have any questions, what is an email address where they can get those questions answered?
Most definitely. So we're available. We're up on shottracker.com. That's shottracker.com. There's tons of information. You can see the product. You can see videos of the product working. We've got a great, you know, campaign video out there. So just check out all the media, a lot of pictures, a lot of videos showing the product. And you can pre-order that product. Individuals who pre-order the product will get it before anyone else. So they'll get the first batch that come out of manufacturing. If you want to, you could follow us on Twitter at Get Shot Tracker. That's our Twitter handle. We're also on Facebook at facebook.com/shottracker. And if you send us an email at, you know, info@shottracker, we'll definitely respond. Good or bad emails, we respond to them both. And we'd be happy to help and have a discussion with anyone.
And the website's well done. Nice video on there on the front page.
Yes,
and
sir.
It really gives a good overview of the product. Davion, in your opinion, is there any one level or age or type of player besides everybody has to shoot in basketball, but if you notice that maybe Pee Wee leagues or the high school level or the college level, has there been one level that you think really can get the most out of Shot Tracker?
Well, I think everybody wants a shooter, and everybody thinks they're a shooter. So I will tell you that our initial primary target audience was the 7 to 17, but right behind that was, and the mainly reason we targeted the 7 to 17 is because, you know, there's 10 million kids right now playing, you know, premier competitive basketball. So the audience, you know, it's a pretty substantial audience versus the 50,000 college and pros out there. However, I will say at the college and pro level, we do have some products that gets really exciting from, the perspective that there's a coach's portal that aggregates data from all the players on the team and provides the coach some statistical data. Additionally, we're getting to the point now where, you know, our goal is to be able to have some of these teams be able to use this in practice mode. So imagine 10 players, 2 net devices, and the coach having the app that allows him to aggregate the data from practice. So, you know, that's a couple versions away, but it's definitely on our product roadmap.
What about arenas or stadiums, and then the radio broadcast teams, television broadcast teams? Would they be able to, there was somebody using the data during the game, would they be able to, let's use the word again, extrapolate more statistics than they currently do from a basketball game would they be able to get that from the from Shot Tracker and the app?
Yeah, so, you know, we're dreamers in this room at our office, and you know, that's something that we dream about. We dream about the fact of, you know, dad not being able to make a game and be able to get statistics on his app telling him how little Jimmy's doing. And that can be utilized across, you know, as you said, the broadcast, etc. You know, I don't want to be, you know, we're still in the nascent stages, and, you know, I don't want to assume that we're going to get all this stuff done, but we are dreamers, and we're going to try to capitalize on all of these things. You know, when we start getting the data, I think it's going to open up, you know, all the opportunities that we can utilize to provide this data, providing that we can get it to the right groups and in real time.
Even at this point, Davion, it's not really a dream, because in the world of golf, there's an app where a husband can be out golfing and the wife can pull up the app and see what hole he is currently on, how far away from the pin he is, and what club he's using, and that type of thing. So that,
yeah.
In the world of golf, that technology is being used, been being used for about a year now.
Yeah, and so you're exactly right. And you know, the technology is not that much different when it comes to being able to, I mean, all they're doing at that point is utilizing the cloud, right? Somebody is you know, capturing that data at the iPhone level and pushing it up to the cloud. And as long as another person has the app and know which player they're tracking, they're getting the data. So you're totally right. I think for us, it's just a matter of, you know, just focusing. And, you know, once we actually deliver on the core foundation that we're working on, I think what you're going to see from us is, you know, a slew of products that will leverage the core functionality which we're delivering here in 2014. So, you know, we could sit down and brainstorm. It's pretty exciting when you start thinking about the things that you can do. We think the opportunities are infinite.
They really are, and it's good that you guys are always trying to think one step ahead, because you have to do that in this day and age. And another thing you kind of have to think ahead with when you're launching a product like this is dealing with the media, the press, and getting the word out. What has been your guys, in this day and age, it's different than it's been in the past. What's your guys' philosophy on that, and how do you kind of determine which platforms you really want to hit hard, or which areas of the media you want to hit hard to try to get the word out?
Well, I think, you know, for us, it's about, you know, I think that we have a multitude of communities that we want to try to communicate with, right? There's definitely the tech community, which, you know, there's a lot of excitement about what you're doing from a tech, right? You know, when you think about, you know, Bluetooth Low Energy, accelerometers, gyros, motion sensors, there's a lot going on in that market from a technology perspective. So I think from our perspective, we try to figure out what are the objectives and the audiences and the individuals that we want to work with. And then we try to pursue the different media opportunities that can help us get to those audiences. You know, for instance, if we're saying we want to be at the 7 to 17, we try to look for, you know, partnerships who are actually targeting or talking to that audience, whether it's the tournaments or, you know, the coaches, etc. So from a media perspective, it's definitely changed. You know, we've been fortunate that we've gotten picked up by, you know, a few properties. Social has been really good for us. There's a lot of things. We actually had a very interesting wearable tech infographic that got picked up by several people. And, you know, that infographic helped to get us a little bit of traction, because we were bringing resources and information to people who were really interested about, you know, what's going on in this space.
Yeah, I think you got to do a little of everything and see kind of what works. And we're with Davion Ross here from Shot Tracker. He's joining us from one of my favorite cities, Kansas City. And Davion, we're talking a little in the pre-show. You appreciate the Kansas City barbecue as much as I do. What, in your opinion, is the best barbecue place in Kansas City? And then I'll give you mine.
Okay. You know, I've got a couple. I don't know if I have a best. I really like, you know, I like going to Oklahoma Joe's. I like getting into there's the first Oklahoma Joe's was in the gas station. I like that experience. But I'm also a big fan of Jack Stack. I think they've both got great barbecue. It's different styles. You know, I think that I end up at Jack Stack more for dinner, you know, bringing clients in, etc. But when I want to get down and dirty, you know, and really get after it, I end up going to the gas station in Oklahoma Joe. So it just depends on how I'm feeling at that day. But they're both great barbecue. Kansas City's that's one of Kansas City staples.
I like Gates.
You like Gates?
Yeah.
I like Gates too. Gates is good. I don't know if Gates is in my top two, but I tell you what, the experience at Gates is definitely different than the others. How may I help you?
Yeah, it's here in Atlanta, we have some restaurants that are kind of like that. And, you know, like you said, Gates is an experience, but it's consistent and consistently good. So I think you can't stumble into a bad barbecue place in Kansas City, though.
No, sir. No. So I've had Gates quite a bit. Gates is great also.
Well, I don't have any stock or anything in Gates, so it's just it's just my favorite place, and that Kansas City is a great place. You're in a basketball hotbed there in the Kansas City area, so has that been good for Shot Tracker as well?
Most definitely. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, where else should we be, right? So, you know, you got to think Naismith invented basketball, first coach at KU. I don't know if you guys know this, but Papa Shot is also from a small town. I think it's Salina in Kansas. You know, we've got KU doing really well, not the last few games, but they always have a solid team that's going to make the tournament. you know, and now Shot Tracker. I think it's been great. The NAIA is here in town. The National Association of Basketball Coaches is here in town. Yep. The Big 12 tournament is here in town. So we're really excited about, you know, just being in Kansas City, and it's been great for us. Kansas City is a basketball town. There's a lot of basketball happening here, so it's a great place to be.
Absolutely great. Great basketball town, and a lot of good memories from the Big 12 basketball tournament. And, when my school, Iowa State, won it back when I was there, 2001. So it's been a little bit of a while, but we got it turned around hopefully this year. And Iowa State, I don't know if you follow them at all, Davion, but they have a team of shooters and a coach who is one of the best shooters in college and NBA. And
that's Fred right. Hoiberg.
So I used to play pickup ball with Fred when I was in college. He was actually at Ames High School when I was there. And he was, like you said, he was a guy that would just take 1,500 to 1,000 shots, you know, every day and working on that jumper. And there's really, apps and technology. There's still really nothing that can replace hard work.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And I think that, you know, our whole goal here is that, you know, we believe that there are all these different tools for all these different sports. You know, if you think about it, GPS, you know, and pedometers and, you know, all the things for all these different sports. And, you know, one of the things that we try to do with Shot Tracker is that we believe, like, for instance, basketball is a rhythm sport. So we really didn't want to get to the point where we created a solution that did not provide passive data collection. You know, we've seen solutions out there, as you say, apps where you have to enter it in, you know, swipe once if you make it, swipe twice if you don't. And we just wanted people to really focus on going into the gym, setting out their workout, connecting their devices, and focusing on making that next shot and leaving the tracking to technology.
Yeah, one little last tidbit I'll throw in, a little funny tidbit before we wrap up here, Davion, is, you know, a player like Vinnie Johnson back in the NBA days, that's what I was going to say. He was known as the microwave. Word is, when you were in college, you were known as the toaster because you were burnt toast on defense a lot of the times. Is there any truth to that rumor? You set me up there.
That's all fiction. That's all fiction right there.
That's fiction. Okay, we'll go back and look at some of those media guides and what's the name of your coach? We want to get a hold of him because, you know, you're endorsing this product now. We want to make sure that we're building well-rounded basketball players and not just gunners.
That's funny. You know, it's funny because my coach is, I had two coaches. I had one my freshman and sophomore year, one my junior and senior year. My coach, my junior and senior year, used to be the treasurer of Southwestern Bell. And so he was also an executive. But when I sent him this, he said he was very excited about it. He's like, I wish I had this so I could attract all the shots you were telling me you were shooting in the summer. I was like, coach, go look at the percentage during the season. You know, it was legit hard work. But he was pretty excited about it. And it resonated well with him also.
Did you have a nickname, Davion, during your college days at all?
Yeah, so we were in the Heart of America Conference, and they used to call me the Shaq of the Hack. Because, you know, I shot a lot of jumpers, but I played down low. I'm about 6'7", 6'8", 2-2-2-2-something. I'm not going to disclose now.
You're kind of like a Glenn Robinson type of player? Is that what you
are? Yeah, I'd say him, Juwan Howard. You know, I'd be put in the post moves, you know, jump over you a little bit, but still be able to, you know, step out and hit the jumper. Definitely wasn't crossing anybody over. That's not my game.
Yeah, before we wrap up, what's your quick little opinion on LeBron James? Did you ever think we would see a player like him?
I tell you what, man, that dude is a physical specimen.
He's a freak.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that he moves so fast, so athletic, so big, you know, and we're seeing many more athletes like that, but he definitely led the charge on, you know, just his physical fitness, his work ethic, definitely no shortage of confidence, which is what you need to be a player at that level. He's just an incredible athlete. And over the years, he's become a really smart basketball player and, you know, somewhat of a leader. So, you know, excited to see it's been excited to see him evolve. You know, if you look at pictures of him in high school and you look at pictures of him now, it looks like it's a a 9-year-old and a 30-year-old male. You know, he's changed so much physically. So he's an amazing, amazing athlete.
And he's a big tech guy too. So he, I'm sure someone on his team is tracking everything he does. So he would I don't know if he would benefit at this point from Shot Tracker, but he, you know, maybe if somebody uses Shot Tracker, they could end up shooting like LeBron. So just an amazing player. And give your contact information one more time, Davion, as we wrap up, the website and social media, and say anything else coming out next that you can talk about.
Okay, so we're at shottracker.com, shottracker. Our Twitter handle is getshottracker, facebook.com/shottracker. If you want, I'm Davion at shottracker or info at shottracker. They both come to me and my team. Would love, you know, just remember that you can't improve if you don't measure. I encourage you guys to get on the leaderboards first. The individuals who pre-order will get their Shot Tracker, and they'll be on the leaderboards first. So I encourage you guys to really get on there. And, you know, we're just really excited about what we're doing and hope that we can, you know, just help evolve the sport of basketball with this technology and some of the other things that we're going to do in the future. Additionally, I want to say a thank you to you guys for having me. It's been a blast. You guys have, this is a fun tech show.
Hey, I
do appreciate it, and it's been a blast just chatting with you guys, and I had an awesome time. Thank you.
Well, fun with you too, Davion, because usually, and I think you've probably noticed this in all your years in tech and sports, usually most tech people are also not sports people, and most sports people in the past were not tech people. Yeah. So when you get somebody like me and someone like you who can know the benefits of combining sports and tech, it really is a good show and a good conversation.
Yeah, most definitely. I tell you what, it's funny because, you know, I remember going over to Germany and they looking at me and saying, you can't be the tech guy we ordered, you know? So I'm definitely not, don't fit the tech mold, but, you know, I love it. And you're right, just combining both of your passions in tech and sports is a blessing. So,
and they heard you played basketball, so they thought maybe Dirk Nowitzki was to Germany.
Exactly.
Now Dirk, he's a pretty good specimen there too, with the way he shoots.
Yes, hey man, 7'2" with a jumper. That's pretty good. You know, one of the things that we're hoping to do in the future here is to be able to allow you if you reach different levels within Shot Tracker to compete against the greats. Okay. We've got a challenge component that allows you to, you know, no matter where you are in the world, to be able, as long as you've got a Shot Tracker, you can challenge other people and compete against them. So hopefully here we'll be able to get some of these strategic partnerships. We're talking to a lot of the NBA folks and, you know, allow you to compete and see how you stack up against the greats.
Maybe if you talk to the Heart of America conference, they'll let you use a guy named D. Ross, who played at Benedictine, in there, and we can measure ourselves up against him.
Yeah, hey, you can. Actually, I'm going to make sure that we're going to have two profiles for him, the 2000 version and the 2013.
Oh, no, well, at least the 2013, we might be able to compete with that.
Yeah, oh, there's not a might. You're definitely. I don't know if 2013 version is going to get on the leaderboard. But then I got access to the code, so who knows? I may be shooting 90% from the field.
This guy shoots 85% from behind the arc. It's unbelievable. Exactly. Who is this guy?
I got access to the code, so anything can happen.
Larry Bird's trying to call him up and trying to give him a 10-day contract. I mean, I don't know how that's possible. But Davion, as we wrap up, last question: what's the one gadget or piece of technology you can't live without?
This sounds, it's pretty simple. My phone. I do everything via my phone, so it'd have to be my phone.
I think we get that answer from most people, and you have to have that instant access now. So that's the society we live in, and we do everything with our phones.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I track everything. You know, as I said, I'm an entrepreneur, so there's many nights that I wake up at 4 a.m. with a thought, you know, and first thing I grab for is my phone. You know, I got notes, I got, you know, there's, you know, these devices, we can do so much more with them today. So they're so powerful. My phone would have to be that one device.
Yeah, and you can ask Steve, the producer. I always tell him about it. I wake up with dreams about stuff, and I always have to write it down too. So, Davion, we're kind of scaringly similar. So I don't know. I don't know how that was, but it was great having you on, Davion. Shot Trackers looks great, and we wish you nothing but success.
All right. Thank you, sir. I really appreciate it. Awesome show. And, you know, big fans of you guys. Thank you.
Sure. Just hold on for 1 second if you wrap up. And just want to let everyone know that Netcast Studio has many other shows, which you can watch and enjoy. They're at netcaststudio.com and also Netcast Studio's podcast directory, internet and podcast broadcast directory. It's twothumbsupmedia.com. So you can check that out for all, discover all sorts of new shows and new content you can listen to. So that wraps it up for this week. You've been listening to The Tech of Sports, Netcast Studio production. Thank you.